Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
It may be a campaign first, the first time opposing candidates have tried to stop outside influences on their race. Republican U.S. Senator Scott Brown and his chief Democratic challenger, Elizabeth Warren, have signed a pledge aimed at blocking political advertising by advocacy groups and the so-called super PACs. The two campaigns negotiated for about a week to come up with the agreement, which includes financial penalties for both sides. WBUR's Monica Brady-Meyerov has details.
Brown and Warren wanted to make this more than a political pinky swear. So the deal requires each candidate donate to charity half the cost of any outside ad that either supports a candidate or attacks his or her opponent. Here's Harvard professor Warren.
We're saying that we want to be able to run our own campaigns. You know, for me, this is a matter of personal responsibility. I will be responsible for what I say, and I assume that Scott Brown is willing to be responsible for what he says.
The agreement covers broadcast and cable television, radio, and internet ads. Senator Brown, who first proposed the idea, says the pledge is a bold statement to super PACs that their interference in the race could hurt the candidates they're trying to help, hurt them with ads like this one.
Brown sided with big oil, taking thousands from oil companies just weeks before he voted to keep their special tax breaks.
That Massachusetts ad campaign by the League of Conservation Voters cost $1.8 million. Now, under Brown and Warren's People's Pledge, if the League makes a similar ad buy, Warren's campaign would be required to donate $900,000 to a charity of Brown's choice. The League's Naveen Nayak says his organization will respect the agreement. However,
our biggest concern is we hope that Senator Brown will actually hold up his end of the bargain when we inevitably see Crossroads and the Koch brothers break it.
Crossroads GPS is an outside organization co-founded by Karl Rove that has run ads in Massachusetts attacking Warren.
14 million Americans out of work. But instead of focusing on jobs, Elizabeth Warren sides with extreme left protests.
The head of Crossroads says the agreement has loopholes that Teamsters could drive a truck through. It still allows outside groups to pay for union phone banks, direct mail, and get out the vote drives. The group Common Cause is working to overturn the Supreme Court's Citizens United decision that allows corporations and individuals to make unlimited donations to super PACs. Common Cause spokeswoman Mary Boyle calls the agreement admirable, but says it's unlikely to work.
They're not going to be able to deliver on this. This is out of, you know, their control. If a third party wants to just go and do this anyway, they can and will.
How this deal plays out will be closely watched in this important Senate race, says Tufts political science professor Jeff Berry.
I think the eyes of the nation will be on Massachusetts for more than the excitement of this closely contested Senate race. But if it does, in fact, work, then pressure will grow in the next election cycle for candidates to agree to this kind of truce.
The candidates have also asked broadcast stations to refuse to run political ads produced by third parties. So far, no Boston station has agreed to comply. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Monica Brady-Meyerov.